G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, May 13. I'm John Barker. Joining me is Joel Marshall. And Joel, we've got Group 1 racing in two states this Saturday, and also across the board, some of the biggest fields we've seen for some time.
Yes, certainly a struggle to fit it all into this week's Winning Post, but yeah, massive fields. Always big fields. Scone Cup Carnival Friday, Saturday at Morfettville. Just unbelievably big fields. At those $100,000 series finals, and it's, yeah, attracted capacity field. So should be plenty of value there to be found.
There should indeed. There should be value wherever you are if you can find a winner. So let's start at Morfettville. Huge meeting. Just the eight races, but 164 acceptors. Obviously, a few of those are emergencies. There won't be 164 horses running around, but near enough. First of the black type events is race two, UBET SA Size Produce Stakes. This one, like race one, is on the Parks track. Rest of the meeting is on the main track. This one is over 1,400 metres at set weights and Group 3 level, Joel.
With number six, Silverhawk here, I thought he could run a cheeky race on debut at a big price, and he really attacked the line hard. 1,200 around Caulfield was always going to be the question mark. He'd shown ability at jump out, certainly not a jump and run type, however, and hearing Mick Price speak before the race, he kind of just threw it in that Vobis race because it was worth a lot of money. He said he had a really nice opinion of him, but wasn't expecting him to be a key player in that race. He would have been wrapped with the way he hit the line for fourth. 1,400 suits, barrier three, blinkers, D. Oliver, and still $9 or $10. Very keen on him from 10 Broadband, dominant winner of a stakes race in Adelaide last start. I think she can run the 1,400 no problems. 2 Casino 14 ran into a pretty good one at Flemington last start. And 5 Snitzer Peg, who bolted in with his maiden in Victoria. But keen on Silverhawk, number 6.
Well, as you mentioned, there are series finals and $100,000 races all day at Morfettville, but this middle pin of the carnival, a little bit light on for black type, just the 3 black type races. Second of those is race 6, Adelaide Galvanising Adelaide Guineas, 1,600 metres for 3-year-olds at set weights, 18 to face the starter here.
And I'm with the Victorian filly Petition. She's always looked above average, and she's come back in terrific order this time in 2 for 2. I think she can measure up to this black type level and be very hard to beat from 5. So You Too, who's drawn horribly. He's been desperately unlucky on at least 3 of his 4 runs this time in. Threw in a protest last week. He was never going to get that, but he's a very talented galloper that'll get his day in the sun. Steps up quickly to 1,600 from that wide gate, but he's a talented horse, so we'll put him in. 2 Milwaukee was in good form before striking a heavy track last start. He can bounce back. And 1 Foxhall, who beat a few of these in the Nitschke last time out.
And the big one is race 7, the UBET South Australian Derby, 2,500 for 3-year-olds at set weights, Group 1, worth 600,000.
13 Netherfield, for me, unlucky runner of the chairman's a fortnight ago, probably should have won. He was travelling well. Unfortunately, he had a couple of outsiders in front of him coming to the turn, and Damien Oliver just couldn't get him into the clear. He went to the line pretty much untested. It's not necessarily a run you like to see going into a grand final staying race. You know, he just had a soft run, so hopefully he's got enough work into him as Mick Price, and I think he'll be hard to beat. Netherfield from 5 Odeon, who's done everything right this prep, beaten in Adelaide 2 runs back, bit unlucky, went to Caulfield and beat the older horses last time. 1 Ruthven or Riven has been testing it with the best this time in. His form's been really good without winning. Blinkers on for another grand final here. Just how long can he keep going? But he's certainly a class runner. And 11, he excels. A horse on the way up, was heavily backed when he had the blinkers on at Caulfield last start, and he was a dominant winner. Might be more to come from him. I'll include Sedanza as the best of the fillies in my multiples.
All right, on what you are tipping to be a big day for Mick Price, your best was his 2-year-old race 2, number 6, Silver Hawk in the Size Produce. And your value bet comes up in the following race, race 3. This is a 3-year-old benchmark 70, the MAC Drink Driving Grow Up Handicap, worth $100,000. And your selection here for Tony McAvoy at around about $26 in your Winning Post is number 18, I'll Decide.
Yeah, I've sort of liked this filly for a little while, and Tony McAvoy brought her across for a stakes race at Sandown at the back end of the Spring Carnival, and she wasn't disgraced there. Since then, she's been a little bit disappointing, including her first up run where she got too far back behind that speed machine, Desert Lashes. Been back to the trials, couple of gear changes. Wouldn't be surprised if she could throw her hand up here at Big Odds and run an improved race.
Doomben, the venue for Brisbane racing on Saturday, and it's Doomben 10,000 Day. How can that be? It's we've only barely got into May. Well, I explain it all for you on page 3 of this week's Best Bets. This race is called the Doomben 10,000, and indeed the Doomben 10,000 started life as the Doomben Newmarket down the straight six at Doomben. I didn't even know they had a straight six there, but that was back in 1933-41. Certainly we know the Doomben 10,000 as being the main Stradbroke lead-up run over 1350 at Doomben, which it has been for a very long time now. But for various reasons, which as I say I've explained in Best Bets, the Doomben 10,000 is now over 1200 metres on this first day at Doomben. So really, it's pretty much the BTC Cup by another name. And then in 2 weeks' time, they will race over 1300 at Eagle Farm, in the race that is the closest analogy to the Doomben 10,000, but is now called the Kingsford Smith Cup.
So is there a BTC Cup
No.
on the calendar?
No, there isn't.
Gone.
Oh, well, I would think that Malcolm McLaren, the our very, very helpful man who gives us the form focuses, sent me a form focus for the Doomben 10,000 this week, which I assume means that Queensland Racing are saying that this race is the Doomben 10,000. So the honour roll will be Music Magnate last year and whatever wins this year. And I assume that the Kingsford Smith Cup will take up the will essentially be the BTC Cup. But
we'll take the history of that race.
Exactly, despite the fact that they clearly have switched places. Anyway, not really something you need to worry about. The main thing you need to worry about is finding the winner, which we'll get to very shortly. But there's six black type races on the Doomben program, and much like at Morfordville, well, not quite as big as Morfordville, but there are big fields here. We start in race 3, Singapore Turf Club Members Handicap. Just one of the 15 listed races called the Members Handicap run in Brisbane during the year. Joel, just speaking of confusion, and you're going this. In fact, we see your best bet of the program come up here, Joel, in number 2, Jumbo Prince.
Yeah, keen on him. He's come back in really good order, very consistent galloper. He dead-heated for first in the Wheatwood first up. He then went 1,200 to 1,600 last start and was fourth behind the good mare Single Gaze. Drawn well, handle soft, excellent record at this distance range, and he should be peaking third up. So keen on him from 7. She is what she is. So he's been up a little while. She got tested over 2,000 metres in the Toowoomba Cup and then came back to the mile last start and was a little bit flat. She's going into this 4 weeks fresh, and if she finds the front, which she probably will, she could take running down. 10 Sultan of Swing's a talented Kiwi. Wouldn't be surprised to see him run very well. And 9 Emphasis, he would want the track to dry out, but he's probably a bit more of a roughie. But keen on Jumbo Prince.
Race 4 at Doomben on Saturday is the Mowat Champagne Classic for 2-year-olds over 1,200 metres, a Group 2, and I guess for the ones that are on their way to the Queensland Sires and the JJ Atkins. Anything here that can go on to Group 1 glory, Joel?
Well, you suppose if you're looking at horses that are going to get over a bit of ground, you know, Chris Waller's sent, he's usually pretty lethal, this Brisbane Carnival, with these sort of races, Sires, Atkins, and he's got Tangled in here. He's out of a New Zealand Oaks winner in Bramble Rose. She won over 1350, or he won over 1350, sorry, last start. Comes back to 1200 here. So Saturday may be not the day for Tangled, but maybe going forward. I'm with one who's at good odds here. We've only seen her once, number 14, Italia Bella. Stewie Kendrick's got a pretty good opinion of her, and she's well-bred. She's by Fastnet Rock out of Pear Tart, who burst onto the scene a few winter carnivals ago and won the Tats Tiara. She wasn't around for too much longer after that, but she was a good mare. And Italia Bella debuted in a stakes race, and it was a good effort, finishing fifth. She'll take good benefit out of that. She wasn't far behind Snitzcraft, if I can spit it out, and Ours to Keep. And you'd have to expect she's got plenty of room for improvement. So happy to play her at the odds, 14, to beat 2 Snitzcraft, who was very good first up. He'll strip fitter. 6 Tangled in for third, and I've thrown number 3 All Too Haiying in for fourth. He's another horse that he's coming back in distance from his recent runs in Sydney, and he'll probably improve with the run as well, but his class will take him a long way.
The 3-year-olds battle it out over the old Doomba 10,000 course of 1350 metres in race 5. That is the listed Suez Queensland Day Stakes worth 100,000.
Gone with 2 Morton's Fork. He's trialled nicely leading into this in Sydney. He hasn't been seen since just getting too far back from the outside gate in the Australian Guineas, won by Haydock. He just never got a chance to get into the race. His previous run chasing home that same galloper was good. He's a very consistent sort. I thought he'd take beating from 7 Billy the Kid, who I'm a real fan of and have tipped in just about every start. Just that wide gate makes things a bit tricky for him, and he could soon be looking for a bit further. He's certainly bred to cope with a further distance, but he can run well. One good standing, I thought was pretty good at Hawkesbury. He was giving weight away to all of his rivals. Wasn't beaten too far in the end. He'll be fitter. Back to set weight suits him. Set weights also suits the Kiwi number 3 Hall of Fame, who's a Group 1 winner back across the Tasman. First up run, I thought, was a little bit disappointing in New Zealand, but obviously they've got their eyes set on bigger things, and he would have taken a bit of improvement out of that.
Your value bet comes up in race 6 at Doomben, and that is the Aqua Constructions Chairman's Handicap over 2,000 metres. Jeez, if there ever was an omen bet, it'd be the chairman in the Chairman's Handicap. But that's not your value bet. You're you've got the chairman for second, but you've got number 6 Feltra to beat.
Yeah, he's been a good horse to follow, Feltra. We've found him a few times, and he's a good, consistent performer. His form last time in was good. He ran second in the Magic Millions Trophy. Was a bit unlucky not to win there. He's come back. I thought there was nothing wrong with his first up run. Last time out, he drew wide and thought he battled on okay. Might just about be ready now. I know Brian Smith's looking at the Brisbane Cup with him, and I think he'll run a really good race at each way odds to beat the chairman, who's a talented galloper, promising sort. His 2 runs in Victoria this time in have been good. He stayed at a mile second up, having resumed at that distance, and just gave the impression that he's looking for 2,000 metres now, which he gets on Saturday. 7 Chocanti's a very talented Kiwi staying type who's come through the grades really well, and his 2 runs this time in good company over shorter trips suggest he's come back better. And number 1 Saki Soldier is a horse on the comeback trail. He had 12 months off after last year's Hollandale, and it's been ticking along okay for David Kelly. His only 2,000 metre run was a Group 1 win in New Zealand. He could be a blowout chance at good odds.
And the big one is race 7, James Bogue's Premium Doomben 10,000, over 1,200 metres. My fun facts here, which unfortunately do not suit you, Joel, is that the great majority of recent winners in this race have been drawn barrier 6 or inside, although Music Magnate last year was it Music Magnate? Am I thinking of it was the BTC Cup Music Magnate won last year, was it?
Music Magnate won the 10,000.
Oh, okay.
The old 10,000.
Well, what won the BTC Cup?
The BTC Cup last year was... that is a good question. That is a good question. What did win the BTC Cup?
We'll get back to you. Yeah. We'll get back to you about that. But whatever it was, it jumped from barrier 8. And that was a bit of an exception. Barriers 1 to 6 have provided most of the winners. But you, Joel, are with 1 in barrier 13 and at a fairly juicy price of $23, but certainly a quality conveyance.
Yeah, in her time, I wish she had drawn a bit better, obviously. But looking at the race, there's a bit of speed around her. She's a mare that can go forward. And I'm hoping she can go forward and come across with the speed horses like Upstart Pride in gate 12, Takedown in 15. Just hoping she can come across with them, slot into a decent position. And look, she's a really good mare. She just, I don't think we've seen the ceiling to her level yet. She really went through the grades last time in. She beat mares like Raymond and Bonnie O'Reilly in restricted company. That's pretty good quality form, stakes class form. And then put together 2 back-to-back Group 2 victories over the mares. Beat Egyptian Symbol in the Breeders' Classic. That mare ran a cracking 5th in the strong UBET Classic last Saturday. So, look, I think all that form suggests she's not too far off this level. So happy to play her at a price from 12 Russian Revolution. Deserved favourite, I think. He's only missed a place twice and they've been in strong company. He's a really talented colt. He'll be hard to beat. 5 Music Magnate. Easy win last start. Looks to be back to his best. Drying conditions will suit him, and 1 fell swoop, never too far away. at this level. 15-12-5-1.
Yes, but will he break through? Phil Swoop, barrier 14 is not going to be any great help, I would have thought.
No, he'll run. Yeah, he's a must for your trifectas.
Multiples.
Yeah.
Well, it's all coming back to me, Joel, and I can't believe that we've forgotten the future Galagotis horse, Malaguera, for the Freedmans.
Yes.
Won the BTC Cup last year. Race 8 takes us home at Doomben on Saturday. It is the Mitty's Rough Habit Plate for the Derby-bound three-year-olds. This one at set weights over 2,000 metres at Group 3 level.
Yeah, I haven't heard today whether Mongolian Wolf got on the plane or not, but Darren Weir, I think, had Neverland and Mongolian Wolf booked to fly to Brisbane, but they had a couple of horses who got kicked off a flight last week. One of them, Articus, who stayed at home and won at Flemington. Mongolian Wolf is in at Caulfield, but if he makes it to Brisbane, I think he'll be hard to beat. Ex-Kiwi, we saw him in Sydney, win the Packer Plate. It was a strong win. He'll do no work in running from gate one and be hard to beat. 12 Order Again is a horse that can certainly be a major player in the Queensland Derby. He's come back in super order, bolted in last start. Doomben, gate 16, there's a couple of negatives. Whatever he does here, he'll improve when he gets to Eagle Farm. One Valadero, who was second to Mongolian Wolf in Sydney, he'll ride the speed and battle on well. And 14, Shocking Luck, the Kiwi, certainly not disgraced despite being beaten at Ipswich first up.
Okay, well, as mentioned, Joel's best at Doomben, race 3, number 2, Jumbo Prince. Value bet, race 6, number 6, Feltra. We head to Scone for New South Wales Metropolitan Racing on Saturday. And Joel, I might just have to borrow your best bets because I see the printer has failed with the fields. And so what race do we start our black type
in? Race 3 would be the first of those. That is the listed Woodland Stakes for the two-year-olds. And here, well, I think the Godolphin team have a strong hand. Of course, Darren Beedman now listed as the trainer, and he got off the mark with a double on Wednesday at Canterbury. He's got a pair of runners here, El Manzora and Epidemic. I've gone with El Manzora, who won impressively on debut, went to the Percy Sykes, and things just didn't pan out for her there. She was caught wide and certainly had an excuse. I think she can beat Epidemic. Wouldn't be shocked if Epidemic won, though. He had no luck at all on debut. They tipped him out. He's come back and trialled really well. 2 Debonelli's, a speedy type, and 8 11 of Malice. Pretty good win on debut. And you'll get a bit of a guide to that form line on Friday at Scone through the runner-up, Excella Moore, who runs around in the English two-year-old challenge.
Okay, race 4 at Scone, Coolmore, Denise's Joy Stakes, 1,100 for the three-year-old fillies at listed level.
Yeah, 1 X-Stein. She's got to give plenty of weight away to her rivals between 4 and 7 kilos and has got a lump 60, but don't think that'll stop her. They had her in the Hortensia Stakes as well, but probably didn't want to clash with Nieta there, so they've left her against her own age and sex, and she's a very talented filly. She strung together a few wins last prep, beat older horses on the Gold Coast, and then backed up and ran third in the Magic Millions Guineas. Her trial the other day was every bit as good as Fell Swoop when second behind that galloper at Goulburn. She's flying and should win from 17 Kawakini, who has been around the mark at all of her runs this time in. Good effort last start and may have been beaten by a pretty handy one in that former Kiwi New Universe, who was very impressive in Sydney last week. 16 Genito first up, drawn wide, will need a bit of luck, but she's certainly got the ability. And 10 Infra Dig, who's got a nice soft draw, can run well fresh.
Race 5, it's going, not technically a black type race, but certainly has the quality of one. It's restricted, of course, to horses sold at English sales. It's the English three-year-old Guineas. 1,400 metres, it's worth 400,000. There is a Group 1 winner here on level weights with the others, but that is Prized Icon, and there are certainly a few queries there dropping back from the 2,400 of the Australian Derby to 1,400 metres and hasn't, in fact, previously won at less than 1,600. You've found a slot for Prized Icon, Joel, but you're with the number 2 saddlecloth, and that's Calendar.
Yeah, look, I'm with him. He's a promising sort. Had no luck at all as favourite in the Hawkesbury Guineas last start. Hugh Bowman looked to have plenty of horse underneath him and just got locked away, unfortunately. Couldn't get out, and his previous win was impressive against the older horses sitting deep. So I'm with Calendar to beat 3 Mr. Sneaky, who was strong running down the answer, my friend, at Flemington. That's good form. He was given a freshen, returned at Caulfield a fortnight ago and won well. One prized icon, as you mentioned, class runner, should be giving plenty of weight to these, but he never won at 1400. His best form's over further, so that's the query, but he'll be thereabouts. And four Barbas, best of the roughies, good first up, over 1400 with a big weight. He's since trialled. He was a winner at this carnival last year.
Your value bet at Scone comes up in the sixth. That is the Yarraman Park Horsepower Luskin Star Stakes, a listed event over 1,300 metres.
Yeah, being loyal to both my best and value that we had at Hawkesbury a fortnight ago, and Old North was my best. Unfortunately, he wasn't the one that won, but it was a sound effort. They just didn't go all that hard. I thought they would over 1,100, but they didn't go that hard, and he just wasn't able to make the necessary ground up from the back of the field. But I thought he hit the line well, and I still think he's come back in good order. 1,300 second up should be ideal. So happy to give him another chance from four Snoopy. Got a good overall record. He comfortably won his recent trial. Seven Sir Bacchus, didn't have a lot of luck first up. Usually improves with a run under the belt, and two Clearly Innocent. He got back in that same race as Old North. And Grundezeit, who's also a chance here, and he can certainly improve off of that. 6-4, 7-2.
And your best, which was your value last time and got the money, is race 7, number 2 at Scone this week. The race 7 being the Emirates Park Dark Jewel Classic, 1400 metres for fillies and mares at Group 3 level, and number 2 being the Chris Waller trained Shillelagh.
Yeah, it's always tricky making a best bet in a race where you can make a case for at least a handful of winning chances, and you certainly can do that in this mare's race. But yeah, I think she can win again, Shillelagh. She'd been plagued by bad luck and wet tracks, and Chris Waller just gave her a freshen. She swept past her rivals out wide. Admittedly, there was a couple inside her with out luck, including Artistry, but thought she was impressive enough. She'll get good ground to suit again. I think she can win again. She's a pretty classy mare. To beat 8 Extensible, who's had a bit of a freshen. She failed on the wet track last start. Her form in the spring suggests she's up to this level. 3 Sweet Redemption, who just probably needed the run at Hawkesbury. First up, blinkers back on. Second up, she can improve. And 4 Daisy Doom, ever reliable. She won't be too far away.
And we go out at Scone with race 8, the Arrowfield Hortensia Stakes. 1100 metre listed race, and a fairly popular commodity here is going to be number 6, Nieta.
Yeah, I think around the $2.50 mark is probably a fair price. She's a really talented mare with a sharp turn of foot. She impressed first up, and I think she can do it again off the minimum weight. From 4, Le Cordon Bleu, who's got a really good first up record. 2 Big Money's capable of improving, does have a big weight, however. And 9 Deploy, who strung the wins together last prep. He may have even improved during the break. If he has, he can certainly measure up to this.
All right, Caulfield, the venue for Melbourne racing on Saturday. No black type there, but solid-sized fields once again throughout the day. And look, my best is Mongolian Wolf, but he could be on a plane as we speak. That's race 7, number 1. So assuming he's not going to be there, I might go for a race 2, number 9, Spread Eagle. Well weighted here with the 3 kilo claim for Jakin, and ready to win third up.
I've made my best the former Kiwi, race 4, number 14, Our Peaky Blinders, who is a very promising galloper. He was owned and trained in New Zealand, bought by new owners, and now with the Trent Busserton and Natalie Young stable. His form in New Zealand is pretty strong coming through the grades. He's only lightly raced. Has won two out of three last time in. His only defeat was a strong third behind a horse that had Mongolian Wolf form, and the runner-up Tavi Dream won his next 4 and was favourite for the Queensland Derby before being sold to Hong Kong. So I think the form will measure up, certainly in benchmark 78 grade. He can get back off the speed a little bit. That would be the query. He just needs to get a bit of room in the straight, but I think he can be too classy. He's my best, and my value is Belle Sapphire. Thought she'd run a bit of a race at odds 2 weeks ago. She made good ground into third, and look, she'll probably need a bit of luck buried away from gate 1. She's a mare that can find bad luck at times, but I think she's more than capable of running another good race each way.
And my value is race 5, number 10, the local Castello. Perth. Ascot, just about the last gasp. I think we might have one more, and then we switch over to Belmont. But Ascot is the venue for racing this Saturday, and we can get our get the turkey early. No flash price, Joel, but should just be winning race one, number five, top of the class.
Yeah, no flash price. Unfortunately, since we've gone to print, they've gone up $1.50, so that's a bit ridiculous. I don't like making my best bet that short, but well, she was $12 when she saluted first up and won like a good filly. She's unbeaten. Look, there's a little bit of depth of this. Snow Lord, Sweet Aura, both got ability, but yeah, on the strength of that first up performance, she should be winning. So maybe a standout for a few multis through the day might be the way to go. And hopefully we can bookend the card. My value is McCavity, race 8, number 10. It was a good horse to follow last prep, won three races, came through the grades nicely. I think 1,400 first up will be ideal, especially from a good barrier.
Earlier in the day across the Tasman, it is Cup Day at Rotorua.
Yes, they have the Rotorua Cup at Group 3 level and also a Wait for Age Fillies and Mares race, the Rotorua Stakes, also at Group 3 level. I'm with Love Affair in that race, race 7, number 14. A mare from the Baker Forsman Yard who's won 3 from 4. Rotorua Cup, I'm with stablemate Maygrove, who looks ready to win, coming off a good second last time out. My best bet for the card is Neela, race 4, number 12. She's a daughter of Master Craftsman. Only won 2 from 20, but she's a handy man. She's been competitive in open company. Rating 65 class here really does look her go. And my value bet is the Tsar, race 8, number 7. Been around the mark without breaking through of late. Perhaps Mark Duplessis can get the deserved win on the board for the Tsar. Pukekura is the other meeting. My best bet is Passing Shot, race 6, number 4, knocking on the door. Strikes a pretty winnable race here. And my value was a first starter called Capital, race 2, number 3. Related to some pretty handy performers for this stable. He's a 4-year-old. He looks a big horse and can see why he's taken a bit of time. But looks to have a bit of ability in his trial. So hopefully 1,200 metres will be far enough and he can run well.
And that wraps up a big Saturday of racing around Australasia. On Friday, the Scone Carnival starts, and again, big fields throughout the day. Plenty of money on offer. Main race, race 7, Darley Scone Cup worth $200,000. A listed race, and here you think the Snowdens can pick this up, Joel, with Pajaro.
Pajaro, yep. They're following a successful path to this race. They won it third up last year, having competed in a benchmark 100 race at Randwick and the Hawkesbury Cup. And that's exactly the races Pajaro has been around this time in. And his runs have been every bit as good as last year. So I think he's ready to peak again third up from 14 Pure Pride. Well, she just never has luck. Simple as that. She's a talented mare, but she's becoming costly again. No luck at all last Saturday at Flemington when she was a warm favourite. If she gets the breaks, I think she's more than up to this level. 15 Royal Tudor in for third and one Fabrizio, class runner, back in winning form at Hawkesbury. He'll certainly give them plenty to chase.
Okay, well, we do have a full form guide for Scone in your winning post this week, as well as all that Saturday action that we have just been through, plus your Saturday provincials, plus four full form guides on Sunday, fields for everywhere else, all your favourite features, 104 pages still, believe it or not, just $5. Finally, our best $20 bet for the weekend, and Joel, will you believe it that logistical difficulties prevented me from being here last week when I definitely would have had the little engine, but still, you haven't missed out on a massive payday there. Well, what am I going to do this time? I'm not really that keen on anything at Caulfield, to be perfectly honest.
I will go to Caulfield. I think our Peaky Blinders will be winning race 4, number 14, so I'll make him my best.
All right, well, given that you've done that, I'll just jump on you, and I like our Peaky Blinders too, by the way, but I'll jump on one of yours in Brisbane, race three, number 2, Jumbo Prince. And have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners. We'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.